Ooh, all right, it's Monday, another one. Oh man, it's wild because my brain, I think, is still on Saturday. But what's going on, everybody? I must be feeling good in the brain because I was like, oh man, I had tuned in and discovered this person on YouTube that I'd never seen before called, what was he called? Prepper Nation? I don't know. I only caught like the end of a glimpse of his talk, and it caught me because the topic today was France and freedom. And I don't know what his podcast is about. I don't know what he's about, obviously, with that topic. Some things might be interesting. I assume maybe he talks about freedom quite a bit. But it was cool because I noticed that too, where the other day I sent in my family chat the info going on in France, where people are just protesting, and it's just like Cuba, except, well, Cuba's doing it over, you know, violence amongst other things. But France and the ending is basically the same for both those countries. Really everywhere right now where there's some fighting amongst nations going on is freedom. And no matter what kind of freedom it is, freedom from drugs, freedom from violence, freedom from poverty, freedom from communism, freedom from just unfair leadership and just all sorts of things. It's interesting. You'll have to excuse me. That's my bunny in the background. But this is such a time in the world, such an interesting time, and sending out positive vibes and blessings to all. And America is still pretty, I think, a little split maybe on things. America tends to be a country where, well, if it's not in my backyard, then it must not be that bad. So I'm not going to do anything yet. It's great for things to keep the composure. But even when we did have a lot of the protests and things going on, when all those shootings were going on, the police issues and complications and what have you, those things are still happening. But, you know, when it first started coming out with the, you know, like George Floyd and what have you, it was like half the people were like, okay, let's do the civil. Other people were like, okay, let's march and protest. And then others were, I don't know, it was just all over the board. And I don't know if it's because there are so many types of people and mindsets here, but I feel like that's something that's all over the world. Like every country, people have their own mindset. But for some reason in America, I don't know if it doesn't, I want to see if it doesn't mess with your wallet, but all of our wallets have been pretty effed up with no support or little support from the government for true people. I shouldn't say true people, but working class people. And because we're all true people. But, you know, other than, you know, I don't know, just I guess stay blind with television and give them toys and people are satisfied. And so it's interesting though, all over the world where I'll see the styles and types of protests, like what happened over in Greece and different places too. It's just so different. Like no matter what the mindset of people is, they all just rally together. Like they find that one common thing, which is they don't care who's in charge. That person is trying to take away their freedom, or they feel that the leadership is trying to take away their true choice and freedom. And they all rally together and go at it. And here, I don't know, it's just so interesting. I don't know. Maybe I want to say maybe it's because we have the two sides, you know, the Democrats versus the Republicans, but it's not even that, because in France, you have the left and the right. So I don't know, like what would it take in America for all of the people, the rich and the poor, to rally together? Not saying that I'm trying to like push anything like that. I'm just curious. I'm always curious. I ask a lot of whys, and I like to research and dissect anything. I mean, beer. I love learning about beer because I love the process, the making it. Why does this happen? What is the fermentation process? Coffee, tea, food, baking, sewing, just anything. I love the whys and the hows and what puts this together and how does this come into mind. I don't know. I should have been like a freaking chemist, biologist, gynecologist. I don't know. I'm just always curious about those things. But So anyways, that's how Prepper Nation, I think it was called, got my attention. Because I sent the French protest things in my family chat the other day. I don't even know if they said anything. But it's just so interesting. So that is my theme of choice this morning. You have to forgive me. I have been doing a crazy like mix of things. I've been going through life changes, as I said, working class, all of us trying to figure out life again. Worked my butt off a little bit too much. Then now trying to find that balance again. Did an event, saw some old friends, lost my voice. And now I pretty much think I have had a cold. So that's cool. But my body is just like fighting it. It's like, what are you doing? So it's like lots of vitamin C. Get all this stuff out of my head. But feeling good. It's like day two of that. So you'll have to forgive my voice. So between losing it at events and being out in the world. And then I realized too, like for the last 5-6 years, that I really was not around human. I was around animals, which apparently were so much more healthier and clean. And in these extra clean homes that people were never in because they were always gone at work. So now being back in the world and dealing and touching things that humans touch and being in a facility around people. Because even when I did people events, it was minimal. It was like once a week, once a month, when I was doing the pet care. It makes me almost want to like just go back to pet care for multiple reasons. I thought about that. I was like, I could go back into pet care. It's cleaner. It's a different, I don't know. I guess I got used to the animal germs. But then I also realized too, every time I move, I get sick because I deep clean stuff. And I've been deep cleaning a lot of stuff too and pulling stuff out of my storage unit. So, I don't know. I guess that these are my common themes today. Freedom, cleanliness. Because I had a list of things I would like to talk about. But then I always, and this is the problem with my list, then I find things that are like going on. And I'm like, oh man, back to current events. Because they always full circle. When you study yoga and wellness and natural living, there's its own fight there. With wellness, it's battling people's mindsets about food and medicine and where their medicine comes from. I was out and with some friends socially, and you know, interesting topics come up, and I'm like, well, you know, I trust in my body and what it can do, and you know, also with the fact that I'm detoxing and trying to like figure things out and set my body right. So cute, my bunny's just like staring at me. He's so precious. He's like, who's mom talking to? But I like didn't say anything, but one of the people that we were out with was like, when I said like food is medicine, they just like, blah, like did like the hand wave away, like, yeah, right, whatever. And I'm like, when you eat, like, what do you think, what is your reason for eating? Like, I know a lot of people eat for pleasure, but initially basic human need is food. And food is, if you're making healthy, right choices, is nutritious. It has nutrients that support our body and the immune system and our cells and fight off free radicals. And that's medicine. That's what gets our immune system to work and build and be strong. So I was just like, is there a lot of people who just don't even think about that process? What do people think their bodies are? What do you think your body is? I would love to know. Please feel free to let me know. Because you should know that your body is... it's built of cells and immune system and has the properties. You know, the little hairs in your ears, the hairs in your nose, the hairs on your body are there to grab dust and particles and protect the inside of your body. That is like first defense. One of the first defenses, one of the top defenses against things getting in your body. Like what if that's not just for show. Like you're not just, I mean, you are hairy also due to DNA, but it's not just only because like your genetics say you should be hairy. Like there's a reason. It's just so funny. So that just got me thinking. But so that's the fight in wellness. And I guess that's also fight in mindset. And then, you know, in the thing of yoga and teachings, I mean, there are people who do it for fitness, but there are people who like me do it for like a whole lifestyle, I should say. And with that, I'm not speaking for all people who practice yoga, but on my side of things and the connections I've made, you almost have to have, or you do have to have like that open-mindedness to be open, because the history of yoga, it comes from not just Buddhism, not just Hinduism, you know, and now it's even in some of the Catholic churches. And because you have to see that good in it, nonviolence, the non taking advantage, you know, non, you know, just getting rid of ego and welcoming others. And so there's all these parts and pieces, and a lot of these, not guidelines, but just structures and knowledge and information. And yoga is that freedom of liberation to practice and to have that free will and spirit, but not get lost in ego, just like you would in any religion. It always goes back to the, what was that book at? Jesus and Buddha, or Jesus versus Buddha, and how they're the same or what have you. There's a bunch of them like that. But those are like the structures. I remember having that conversation with my dad, that just being good human. Most religions and New Testament and new and old, you know, Hinduism, Buddhist and things, everyone has their parts and pieces that are like, whoa, that's questionable now. But a lot of them still are like, just like, don't attack people, don't shoot people, don't, you know, cheat people, don't cheat with other people, don't make advances or, you know, sexual partnerships with someone else's partner, you know, just things like that. Like, just moral, good standard and morals. And that itself is self-control, but also freedom to be open, to take these things in. And it can really open your mind on so many other aspects of life, just starting there with those basics. So that is, also can fly into freedom. And then what was the other one I mentioned? I forgot, because I keep looking at my bunny because he's so precious, because he's sleeping. If you would like to see pictures of my bun, feel free to hop on my Facebook or Instagram, and there are plenty. Or if you go on my Just For Them page. He's a sleepy guy. He was up his typical dusk and dawn destroying things because I didn't feed him his crunchies fast enough, and now it's his sleep time. But back to this. So having that, you know, that mindset of circling back around to now these extreme versions of freedom, the things that really you could say are basic human needs, had me thinking also about like the very start of this. Because no matter where you are and how we say America is built on freedom, it's funny how, is it just that the governments do it so, like, are they being more sneaky with it? Or were they being sneaky with it? And now shit's like hitting the fan, excuse my language. And things are coming out. So they're not hidden. And so I almost feel like it's the stronghold. Like they're not, you know, wanting to let go. So they're pushing and pulling any way they can to get people in line. But people are waking up. And battles are never clean. And then is it, you know, just, I mean, how far does it go back? Because, I mean, you know, the people came to America for freedom, yes. But then look what happened when they came here. It really wasn't as equal still. They killed off the almost all of the people who started here and who lived here before, those who came over across the lands. They kidnapped other people from other countries to sell them. That still happens. But like I said, it's a little bit more sly now. Morally, it's immoral. So it's more of black market things and like sex trafficking, or they sell people as orphans or adoptables for just the greed of money. They sell them into like those bathhouses and massage parlors for what? For the greed of money. They send them out as child laborers, child, just other housekeeper. Who knows? It's a dark, dark rabbit hole. I wouldn't even call it a rabbit hole. I'd call it just a deep, dark, terrible hole, because a rabbit hole is filled with cute little bunny rabbits, and that is not cute or funny what is going on there. It's just such a secretive way. So the way that things happen now, like, these evils are still out there. Once again, on my Just For Them side, that side deals more with the the animals on the black market. Excuse me, you'll have to dying today. You know, animals that get sold, like, true stories, like, in basketballs and through weird things of luggage to get on airports, and boxes and boats and it's terrible. Just Google it if you want to learn more. But once again, it's just these things that take away freedoms. like how secretive they are and how they can, I think, manipulate or seem not that terrible to people, what's happening. Or maybe people just turn that blind eye, full circle back to America. If it's not happening directly to them, then it's not their problem. It's not their issue. But these things are, we are all humans. And I guess, you know, how do you get more Americans to stand together? How do you get more people in general to stand together? How do you bring these small groups that do, you know, because they look small compared to the battle, but they're not. How do you bring all these groups together to, you know, across the world to come together to fight these fights? To do they have systems of, say, you know, America's fighting, instead of it being a competition of like, oh, America's fighting sex trafficking and China's fighting sex trafficking, how would they come together in the battle? Because a lot of those who get sex trafficked over in Asia end up in America. You know, they're sold as orphans. They're sold, they go through the process of chain. I don't know if it's through Australia or if it's through Europe, however they get here. You know, how can all of these good groups come together in the fight and stay connected? How can someone in China deliver that message to someone in the US so that we are prepared and everywhere in between, in the UK and Ireland and Africa and, you know, the Ukraine and Italy and, you know, and all the things in between come together to help and stop it before it gets that far? You know, I mean, it's all of a chain of events. So where can we break those chains by coming together, break the bad chains down by rising up with the good, you know, keeping those connections. I guess that's where I'm at today. I just kind of let this flow. And I'm hitting my minutes. I think I said, 20 minutes was the original. Most of this is just me. I'm so sorry, clearing my throat. Or had cold school. And I took so much medicine. I like woke up and I like got my two things, a tea, hot tea, orange juice, cold tea, vitamins, you know, headache medicine, water. I don't even ever take medicine, but I wanted to make sure I could at least like get through this 20 minutes. And then I have a talk at 11:30. So we're going to see how that one goes. Oh man, that one's a live one, with some folks on nutrition. But yeah, this is where my mind is at today. So bringing it back to current today and what's happening, well, those things are happening today too, but bringing it back to those structures of just, you know, what can we do? What do you do maybe just in your home, in your community, to stay aware of things that are like going on in Cuba and in France? And what are the lessons that we can take here in the country with that? How can you even bring that into your practice? I'm going to think about how I can bring that into my practice today. Although I practiced late last night, so I'll probably take off today. But for tomorrow, maybe. Those are some things to think about. Because I did realize today is, I learned, got a new name. Instead of Margarita Monday, like it was back in the day, it's Mondays for me. Because we all need a day of self-care. This is the one day I don't really have to do or move from my bedroom if I don't want to. So that's going to happen. Self-care is important, but don't get lost in only providing self-care. Don't get lost in being egotistic with it. So that's what I have for today. I'm going to stop about, I say a minute early, but it'll be about, yeah, we'll see. But if you have any questions or if you want to speak more on this topic, you know, like drop me a line, let me know what's going on. We'll talk about it. And then we'll go live Wednesday and see where the conversation goes. Let's see where updates are with France and freedom and Cuba. And I mean, we could dive deeper in a lot of aspects now. If you're interested in wondering more about like, what is Kerm talking about with like the black market and people and slavery still being a thing and greed of money and animals on the black market, like what is this? Like, the world is not always so pretty, but we could help make it pretty in a better place by, one, being aware of what's really happening in this reality, and then taking action, planning and taking action of how to fight against, come together and connect with others around to build these lines that can help stop these chains of madness, these systems that are just working for, it's like biblical. Okay, I'm gonna go over now. You know, in the Bible, in the Christian Bible, I hear this story all the time. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but how man was, you know, they wanted something so bad, they craved something, you know, to make them feel complete. And they started worshiping the golden calf. Like, that dollar sign, that money is the golden calf. It's so crazy. My mother said it very well. Where life is not valued seems to be where the most corruption was. Because when we were looking up some things on the human trafficking articles and things yesterday, it was like in places where instead of valuing life in themselves or not, you know, or just valuing and caring for other people, to do something like that, you have to just think of yourself, right? I need that money. I want that. It has to be for me. You know, I want to be big and do. I mean, that is as bad as, you know, that is the same, except our golden calf is this man-made dollar, this man-made coin, this man-made paper that when you look at how much they produce and what's really out there, like, it's such an imbalance. Yeah, I mean, we definitely make more than what's out there. And then we have this inflation. It just went up about 6% in June. It's a whole nother topic, but which makes people go after it. But it really is. I mean, not to say that all people don't value life in those countries, but in America, we do have at least a little bit of a I would say, quote unquote, decent or good balance of we value human life. I mean, look at all these people with the Free Britney movement. like I support that. Like, but that just goes to show how much more we value. We're freaking out about one girl. Although we, you know, in America does work hard about with human trafficking, especially in Ohio. Ohio, there's signs everywhere. So, but in other countries, do you think they'd care about Britney Spears and her freedom of choice? Like, that might not be the big thing going on in Russia right now, you know? But in other countries, some of these countries I couldn't even pronounce that were top for human trafficking today. But those are places where, not to say that the human life isn't valued, it's just valued so differently. Like, maybe it's only a certain type of human that it's valued. Maybe not. Type of certain person. And so it's just such an imbalance there. And that's where they, you know, sell the body. They look at it as such a, I don't even know. Do they see it as a human, as a soul, as a being, as a, I don't know. Just for the caring for another person's sake. It's so hard to say. I don't know, because I'm not them. But on the outside, you know, that's kind of what it looks like. So it's just that, yeah, like, where do we value the human body and from what makes up that human body, I should say. So I don't know. It's interesting. So let me, you know, it's fighting against that and realizing that, you know, I say this on so many other things of, yes, we need money. I have a hard time. I'm getting better at it, but I've had a battle with money being such a, you know, popular thing for so long, because it's just not. I've always too been provided what I've needed going my route of ways of prayer and meditation and guidance and resources and tools. But I know we, you know, use it in this world, but don't get lost in it, because it can take you down a very dark hole to a dark place if you let it. And though that's where, you know, that it's that control, that ego, that money, they want, they need, they have to have it. And in places that are less fortunate than, you know, even in some of the worst case scenarios in America, there are worse ones out there in the world. Those people, they think, oh, America, they everyone's rich, we all this money, we have this. No, America has debt. We have credit and debt. You know, not everybody, but it's just the way that, you know, people see our country is they don't see it for that, what we're doing. And people want that money. They think, oh, I need to be like that country. I need to have this money. I need to be better than that. I need to be blase, 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 blase. It's not good. Not a good thing to be pushing as the ideal of life. So just think about that. Well, let's talk about this as I rearrange my books over here. I love that you get all my little background noises. Oh, my bunny. Oh, there he is. Bunny disappeared on me. But all right, now I've gone over. I could talk about that for hours. But let me know what you're thinking. I'm going to get ready for my talk on nutrition. Ooh. And be in touch later.